Listener supported. WNYC Studios. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh, you don't know you're beautiful. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and here's a tip from me to you. Going to the movies this Friday night might be a little treacherous. That's the day that This Is Us opens nationwide. It's a new movie about the insanely popular British boy band One Direction. Expect lines, posters, and lots of screaming fans. Documentary filmmaker Morgan Spurlock knows all about those screaming fans because the creator of the Oscar-nominated 2004 film Super Size Me followed the popular group on tour as the director of this new film, This Is Us. He's on the line with us. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So how does a guy who almost killed himself eating nothing but McDonald's end up making a One Direction film?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those opportunities when I got a call from the studio and they said, would you like to make a film with this band? And, you know, here they are, one of the biggest bands in the world. In the film, you see them explode into this massive global phenomenon. And I was like, this is just too great of an opportunity not to tell this story.
All right. And where in the story do you come in? Because for folks who don't know, One Direction was basically put together by Simon Cowell when they were all sort of individually trying out for his show, The X Factor.
That's right. And so we kind of tell that story. We tell the birth story of the band, show where these kids all came from. Like they literally just all came from the humblest of humble beginnings in small towns all across the UK. And then within 3 years have exploded into the massive juggernaut they are now.
They're massive, they're a juggernaut, but you, Morgan Spurlock, are not their target demographic, if you know what I'm saying.
I am so not their target demographic, but after seeing 35-plus One Direction concerts while making this film, I have to say that I am now officially a fan.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So why did they reach out for you in the first place?
Well, I think, for a couple reasons. One of the things that I've always done in my films is, I think we've always tried to make movies that are very broad in their appeal. You know, we try and make things that go beyond a traditional doc audience that I think reach into almost like a pop mainstream audience. And so I think the studio's thinking was, if he could do that with those other films, what if we give him one that already has a built-in audience? How can we even expand on that even further? And I think the film really accomplishes that.
All right. Well, now here's what Simon Cowell, who put One Direction together in the UK, had to say about you, Morgan Spurlock.
Well, Morgan wasn't somebody who was ever going to tell them, do this, do that. Morgan is somebody who likes to kind of eavesdrop. You know, he wants to pick stuff up without people realizing that they're being filmed, and that's his skill. And he's very patient.
So you as fly on the wall.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of this movie. I'm not in one frame of this film. So that's the other thing. So if people have hated every other movie I've made up till now, they're going to love One Direction, This Is Us.
And what would you call it? Is it a documentary? I mean,
It's a concert. It's about the third concert and about 62 minutes, all doc footage behind the scenes as we're following them around.
Right. But my understanding is you didn't have Final Cut approval, which strikes me as really odd for a documentary.
Well, I think anytime you make a movie with a studio, especially, of this scope and scale, studio's going to have input. You know, there was never a time where, I got pushback from anybody and was told what I had to put in the movie or what I had to take out. So from that standpoint, while on paper the studio may have, ultimately had final say of what the film would ultimately be, nobody forced my hand, which is what making movies is all about.
So there's nothing left out that you were trying to keep in?
No, never. I mean, everything that we did to tell this story was ultimately the story I wanted to tell. So I felt very fortunate to have, not only the studios, but, I think Simon's support to make that happen.
So what's this band like to film? I mean, they seem to have a sense of humor because they have that one video for Best Song Ever.
Yeah, where they're all dressed up in costumes.
Right, they're all dressed as like studio executives saying, you got to be a boy band. Well, we don't want to be a boy band.
That's right. No, they were, these guys are a lot of fun. They have a great sense of humor. They don't take themselves too seriously. And, I tell people all the time that they are like the anti-boy band boy band. They don't dress in the same clothes. They don't do, dance routines. I think they've kind of been a bit, against the grain from the beginning when it comes to what people would expect from them. And I think that's what makes them popular. I think that people like the fact that they haven't kind of bought into all that.
Well, and in this clip, we hear One Direction members Louis Tomlinson, Niall Horan, and Zayn Malik talking about boy bands.
I was never really a fan of boy bands before One Direction.
I'm a massive boy band fan myself. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. When people say you're in a boy band, I'm like, yeah, I am, but I'm in a cool boy band. So I'm like, okay, vibes.
So they're distancing themselves from the idea of being a boy band, even as they are blowing up and becoming the biggest boy band on earth.
That's exactly right. I think it's funny. These guys are really, I think they're smart. I think they've been, one of the things that I love about them that I think really resonates with the fans is how completely normal they've been. I mean, these guys are world famous, multimillionaire pop stars now, but have literally stayed so grounded. I think a lot of that because of their families. There's great scenes in the movie with their families, so you kind of really see who they are and where they came from. But the fact that these five guys, I think, keep each other grounded and kind of keep each other in check is really important.
I would think that, you know, given what you just said, that the families would be a little leery of having, you know, a major documentary maker, you know, about to have a film open on screens around the globe.
That's right.
You know, in their homes, in their living rooms, watching them talk to Little Niall or Little Zane or
believe
whatever.
Me, I think when we first showed up the cameras, there was a tremendous amount of trepidation. But I'm very tenacious and persistent. I don't go away easily. So I think in time.
So
I
you really are like a fly, then.
I am. I wore them down. I wore them down slowly but surely. And it's one of the things with the families where, you know, I think they were more uncomfortable with us being around in the beginning. They realized kind of how great the story is. I mean, these five guys have just, they've just become something truly special. And I think that, for the families to want to, like, be a part of that, I thought was great.
We're speaking with Morgan Spurlock. He's the Oscar-nominated filmmaker behind Super Size Me and the greatest movie ever sold. His latest is this One Direction film called This Is Us, opening on Friday in theaters nationwide. So did you have to listen to a lot of One Direction to kind of prep for this?
I have listened to more One Direction in the past year than probably any man in his 40s ever should or will. It's one of the things where once it gets in your head, it's there forever. Like, it is, I find myself waking up, I find myself singing it when I'm, like, walking down the street, I'm in the gym. I've done such a good job of getting into the mind of, like, the fandom of the band, the Directioners, that I have not had a night's sleep where I haven't dreamt about this band in probably about 10 months.
I'm not sure how to respond to that, Morgan. I think I'm a little worried for you right now. But now, One Direction is known for having a particularly rabid fan base, most of them younger than you.
That's right.
Did you, get any kind of up close and personal, interactions with the fan base?
There's a lot of great fan moments in the film. You know, you see these fans who literally they come out in by the thousands wherever the boys go. Like, the minute they walk out of a hotel or they get out of a car, suddenly like 50 fans becomes 500. I mean, it is incredible how these numbers just exponentially explode when the band comes around. And there are some really funny and fun fan moments that are in there from fans both in Mexico City or throughout Europe or the United States. I mean, it's great.
Does it get scary at times?
I think it gets, I'm more scared for the fans than I was for us or for the boys, because, you know, what happens is when the fans see the guys, like, they'll start chasing the bus down the street. They'll be running after them. Like, they're kind of out of their head, just like trying to get a piece of them, and they're not paying attention where they're going. And so we'd be filming and we'd be shooting outside the bus, and I'm just watching these people run alongside, and I'm like, look where you're going, look where you're going.
So Morgan, I mean, you clearly you got deeply into this project over the course of, what, a year, 2 years?
Yeah, we filmed with them nonstop for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your non-One Direction time,
yes,
what do you listen to?
I grew up a big Metallica fan. I love Louis Armstrong. Like, I'm a huge Louis Armstrong fan. What have I been listening to? I've been, like, really digging on the Lumineers, you know, for the past few months.
Uh-huh.
Like, I love those guys, Mumford & Sons. So, I don't know. It's like, I'm pretty eclectic.
Yeah, I would say so. Metallica and One Direction on the iPod?
they're right next to one another.
Okay. The film is called This Is Us. It's Morgan Spurlock's latest, and it's about the British band One Direction. It opens on Friday, August 30th in theaters nationwide. Morgan, very nice speaking with you, and
great
good luck.
Great talking to you as well. Thank you so much. Take care.
And
Well, One Direction's rabid fan base recently voted this song, called Best Song Ever, as the Song of the Summer at the MTV Video Music Awards, a somewhat controversial choice, it seems, on Sunday night's broadcast. Up next, live pop here in the Soundcheck studio from the Portland band called Pure Bathing Culture. That's next.